This call is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sean. It is 8:16. We will start momentarily, but I want to make sure you can hear me okay.
We got you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. We'll start up, I bet, any second. That's exactly what I thought. It literally was a second. All right. Let's jump in. Happy Tuesday, everyone. For many of you, this may be your first a day of the work week, so it might feel like a Monday. So thank you so much for joining us. Today is February the 19th, and this is going to really, really hit home for a lot of you, I suspect. So let me just jump in. You are feeling weighed down by a plethora of problems, both big and small. They seem to require more and more of your attention, but you must not give in to those demands. When the difficulties in your life feel as if they're closing in on you, break free by spending quality time with me. You need to remember who I am in all my power and glory. Then humbly bring me your prayers and petitions. Your problems will pale when you view them in the light of my presence. You can learn to be joyful in me, your Savior, even in the midst of adverse circumstances. Rely on me, your strength. I make your feet like the feet of a deer, enabling you to go on the heights. And our scripture basis is Exodus 3:14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Psalm 63:2. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. And Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines. This is actually a beautiful set of verses here. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines. Though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food. Though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. So my guess is, as we sit here today, if you take a moment to think about it, I bet you have some type of a problem. I bet there is something going on in every person's life that is on this call that they would ideally like to change. You would rather it not be that way, and you would rather God make it go away or fix whatever the issue is. And he is saying, when you're weighed down by these things, bring them to me. Be joyful in Jesus Christ, even in the midst of adverse circumstances. Now, what's interesting about this and about all of these devotionals is the remarkable timing. So a couple of things going on at the current time for me. First and foremost, in our journey group, when you go around the room, you hear many, many life challenges. You'll hear some marital challenges. You will hear some children challenges, issues they're having at school. There might be some custody challenges. You'll hear some business issues that people didn't plan on having. You might hear some health issues. I mean, there's all kind of personal financial issues. There are all kind of issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. Life can be very, very difficult. Personally, we're dealing with a challenge with our daughter at school. It's very difficult when you're watching one of your kids go through challenging times. You can't fix it. They have to work through it themselves, but it just hurts your heart whenever, you know, the kids aren't getting along, and it's tough on them and it's tough on you. You know, we have had some recent employees leave at the bank. That is very unusual for us, and they had great opportunities, and we always want that. We want our people to do better, but it still is difficult, and so you're trying to get those replaced. We're hiring in some new employees. We've got them in. We're moving people into new positions. I mean, there are just all kinds of issues that people are dealing with. And so it's one of those situations where you just gotta realize that in this life we're gonna have some problems. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. I want to tell you a story about a gentleman, and I'm not going to use his name because I did not get his approval, but it's a remarkable story. We have a gentleman in our journey group who he came to me probably, I would say maybe 6 months ago. He was really having a tough time. He was depressed. He was out of shape. He had a lot of financial and budget issues within his family that was causing a lot of stress between he and his wife. I mean, it was just he did a really good job at his work, but it just wasn't really paying off. And so, I mean, it was just a difficult conversation. You could just feel the hopelessness in his voice. So as he and I visited about these issues in his life, I told him I had just gone through a reading similar to what we talked about today. And I told him, I said, you know, you are carrying these burdens. And this is what I told him, and I really want everybody to please hear this today. We are not designed to do that. We are not designed to carry burdens. That is why you see Jesus say over and over and over, give me your burdens. You know, I can handle them. Your yoke is heavy, mine is light. That's why he says that to us many, many times in Scripture. It's because we are not designed to carry these burdens. And so that's what I told this gentleman. I said, first and foremost, I said, all you can do is come up with a plan. Focus on doing your best one day at a time. You know, we worked on coming up with a budget. We worked on coming up with an exercise plan. You know, we worked on getting him some quiet time where he could abide with Jesus. Well, this same gentleman yesterday morning sent out the most remarkable email to everybody in the journey group about how God is working in his life and how things are changing, and he is watching his life transform between his very eyes, and he's just encouraging everybody in the group, saying, I know what you're going through right now is difficult, but I am living proof that God can turn things around for you. It was awesome. It's exactly what we're talking about in this very devotional, is the fact that we need to bring out when things are the toughest, when our tendency is to double down and work harder and try to figure things out, what we really need to do is step back and spend time with him and allow him to guide us and direct us. God can move things around on this earth, remarkably. And I can assure you that even as you feel like you are stuck and nothing is happening, he is working, and you don't even realize it. So just a few quick thoughts as we close. And at the end, I'm going to take just a minute in silence. I'm going to start the prayer, but I'm going to spend a minute in silence. And I want to encourage you to give whatever it is, whatever problem that is plaguing you during that time, give it to God. Take that moment to give it to him. But before we go, I want to just give us a few steps as I pray through this morning that I felt led to share real quick, and we'll get off of here a little bit early and have time for prayer. Number one, as we've talked about, is bring your issue to God. Number two, ask others to pray with and for you. One of the things that we have here, thanks to some of my friends on this call, right now for our state and for our governor, we have prayer going on among about 20 individuals. And I would ask anybody on this call, if you're in Oklahoma, in anywhere, but if you're in Oklahoma, you would be more likely to pray for our leadership here. Well, I would love for you to commit to praying every day for our governor and for our state, no matter who you supported. He is obviously now our leader. We also have a group of us that are fasting one day a month for our state and for him, for God's wisdom for him. And so ask others. Don't sit in isolation and struggle. Number three, remember that what you are going through is temporary. Even if it lasts your entire life, it is only a wisp of air compared to your time in eternity. Number four, remember God's power and never give up on God. He shared with me this morning, he said, look at how I delivered Noah, Abraham, David, Gideon, Elijah, Moses, Jonah, Job, Joshua, and the world. Don't you think I can take care of you? And so I encourage us not to limit God. Number five, take one day at a time. Just do your best every day. Don't try to do it all. Don't try to solve it all right now. Just one day at a time. And then finally, I encourage us to place our problems against the backdrop of the cross. When you think about what you're going through, if you will visualize that problem and place it against Jesus Christ dying on the cross for your sins, I promise you, it gives you a remarkable amount of perspective and how blessed that we truly are. So what I want to do right now, I'm going to close in prayer. And I'm going to pray for just a couple of moments, and then I'm going to just spend a minute in silence. And during that silence, I want you to please take whatever it is that is on your heart, whatever problem it is that you're struggling with, and let's give it to God this morning. Please bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to open us up in prayer this morning, and I just want to ask that you would hear our prayers right now. I am going to stop for a moment of silence and allow each person on this line to pray to you. And when they do, God, hear and answer our prayers. Please pray individually to him right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I know you heard these prayers, and so as we close this morning, I just want to pray that you would help us all to feel a burden lifted from us. Help us to feel a relief. Help us to know that you are right there beside us to help us through whatever it is we're facing. Help us to have faith that you can solve this problem or problems, whatever they are. You can solve them. You are the great I am. Help us to go into this day and to be a light unto others. Everybody's dealing with problems today. Everybody. So help us to remember that in our interactions with others and help us to truly be a light unto them. And when we have the opportunity, help us to share this message with others because we are not meant to hold these burdens. We are meant to give them to you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody, we are adjourned. Thank you so much and have a terrific Tuesday. I will talk with you in the morning. Bye.